There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Live from the Michelob Ultra Studios, KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. This is TMA All Day. Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Brown and Crouppen Morning After on KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, The Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
7:07 in St. Louis, and Doug, it sounds like the Open hasn't been updated.
Why wouldn't someone update that Open? Doggone it all.
I've never heard
you. The one thing we needed to do was update the Open. Get the Open updated. No, sir, it didn't happen.
This is as angry as as I've seen you.
Yeah.
Since
I'm just not going to be much good to you today.
Yesterday when Matthew Liberatore gave it up in the bottom of the 11th.
Oh.
Siani almost had it.
Willie McGee, 1982. Yeah. Was that game four?
It was in Milwaukee.
And you were there for Miami with Earl Weaver. You guys were doing pre and post game.
No, I wasn't there.
Now joining me now to talk about the World Series is this banny little rooster, Earl Weaver. It is a TMA presented to you by Brown and Crouppen. Welcome, friends, to the Munganess, St. Louis Acura, Munganess, Burkhardt, Alton, Toyota. 7 o'clock hour, Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Sullivan Vaughn, Kenneth Iggy Strode, Action Jackson now in the studio. And also that means KG and O-Town is now in what has been renamed the Fox, C6, Seckman, Rockwood.
That's a lot to remember. Is that the Fenton region? Is that where he's from?
Imperial.
You're from Imperial?
Correct.
All right. Well, that's not too far from Fenton, I suppose.
No, a little hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah, sure.
I know one person from, well, two, kind of KG, nice. From Imperial.
Candace
Walton.
My neighbor.
Really? Is that right?
Still?
What are the chances?
No, I don't live in Imperial anymore, but growing up, she was, yeah, just a little pitching wedge away.
Oh, really?
Just had a baby. And I think I'm married.
Doug, there's an update.
Okay.
Mazel tov.
All right.
A lot of people know Candace. She used to work at 590 with us.
And by a lot, you mean?
Couple.
Yeah.
Couple people. Couple listeners have been at TMAs and seen her.
Well, happy for her.
Congratulations.
Things are going well for her.
Congratulations is the right drop, I think.
Didn't she wind up with my robe that came from the...
Oh, yeah, Dennis Hoff, the late, great Dennis Hoff,
right.
The Bunny Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gave it to Candace.
You gave my robe, my gold
I thought she would
piping.
Get undressed before she put it on, but she didn't, so...
Hold on a second.
What about Doug? When Doug was there, was he in the bondage cage?
I wasn't!
Jackson's sorry.
Jackson feels like he has a blank canvas every morning at 7:07 and bitches he finna paint.
Bondage cage. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, there are drops already I haven't heard in the history of the show, and it's 7:11. Jackson, I just sent you a text. Somehow I can't get in the text inbox. I think KG and O-Town has locked me out. That's what I think has happened.
Right, I'll just come over to that over
all
there,
right.
And I'll just sign you in.
Yeah,
Iggy, did you think...
I'm not in the 101 one
as
either.
You handed this girl my robe with the gold piping, beautiful plush robe,
right.
That she would immediately get undressed at work?
It's a great question.
No,
it's the right question to ask if you're in council.
No, I went over to her house for dinner, and I gave it to her.
She invited you to dinner?
And then you were hoping she'd get undressed.
Yeah, to try it on.
But she did not.
No, that's... One thing Jay and I had in common as far as we wanted to see those so bad.
Andy Jackson, you're a champion.
See those?
Her breast.
Oh.
Is this a deposition or is this just a discussion? Jackson is logging me in.
Yeah. I was just killing time while Jackson's working on your thing there.
So, well, we have a very tough time filling time.
No, I don't, but it's usually boring.
Well, Jackson and I do about 6 hours of shows at this particular moment. And a sound story. Sound story today, Doug. It's Mother's Day. We got a Mother's Day special going on. That reminds me. MySoundStory.com. TMA. 10% off Sound Story. And now we have the video. Oh, how do you do? You can tell today's an audio one based on my attire. If I'm all dialed up like a little busman, it's a video Sound Story.
Oh, really?
But look at this. The St. Gabriel.
Golf Classic, 1992.
Classic. Established 1992, show your respect.
Okay. It's Mother's Day, 2 weeks from yesterday.
That is correct. Yeah, so you get a gift certificate, 10% off right now. Have Doug do the interview. Have me do the interview. Hell, have anybody here at Hubbard do the interview. MySoundStory.com, 10% off. It is the Mungin' Ass St. Louis Acura, Mungin' Ass Burkhardt, 7 o'clock hour. Text into the Jeff Lottman, Compass Realty, text inbox. 314-881-TMA5. Call in 636-9004-TMA. Collier & Thompson phone lines. And, of course, email in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day. And, Doug, what a Sadie Hawkins we have for you. The Cardinals nearly sweep the New York Mets. Why, they were one out away. And who would have believed it just a handful of years ago that Harrison Bader would be the one to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory for the Cardinals. But alas, it was the former Cardinal who kept things going and then set the stage for Max Fiantosa to hit a two-run home run over the outstretched glove of Michael Chiani.
I was waiting for audio. We don't have the audio clip there.
Oh, wow. I don't know why we would.
No, I thought we were going to hear it. There it goes. It's gone. The Mets win it.
Oh, we got it.
Oh, how about that? Take that.
All right.
Bearing for the ninth. Fly ball, center field. Back goes Ciani to the warning track. Back at the wall.
Okay, we got it.
Sounded like a big crowd.
Poor Levitore pitched well there. He was on his. He went three innings of relief, almost shut it down. They can't pitch Helsley every night,
or Kittredge, or JoJo Romero.
Yeah, the bullpen really statistically has been about as
it's
good as any in baseball.
Standing.
Yeah.
I was saying on Balloon Party, I think on Friday, I said the thing with the Cardinals in 2011. Is that Tony La Russa just kind of pulled the plug on the starting rotation minus Carpenter in the postseason and then relied on the bullpen? Maybe that's the route they'll go here, because minus Gray, who pitched really well again and then just kind of had it get away toward the tail end with walks, you don't really have a shutdown guy in that rotation. But if the bullpen's going to be as good as the bullpen's been, and yesterday a lot of those guys weren't available and they still got it to that point, that's encouraging. That's a real encouraging thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that again, yesterday was a day when the key guys weren't available.
That was one of the big focuses of the offseason, was to fix the bullpen. And it does look like they've done that.
Yeah. And you're still missing Middleton, too. You know, there's still guys coming.
Yeah.
Possibly. Need more righties.
Yeah. I don't think they could have foreseen that the offense would be as weak as it is.
10-2, Doug, on games where they score four or more runs. 10-2.
Yeah.
So if the offense can just get going, we can get hot, and then what?
We can win this, baby.
Thank you.
They have scored 100 runs. No team in the National League has scored fewer. For the record, Cardinals 13-15, but they are in a very friendly stretch. Perhaps the friendliest stretch. They're taking on the Tigers now. Detroit is four games over 500. I think that's smoke and mirrors. And then a team that you kind of thought would maybe start to mount a Sunday charge, and they have, after starting 3-22. The Chicago White Sox are now 6-22.
Here come the pale hose.
And so that is who the Cardinals will have this weekend after they take on the White Sox take on the Twins and try to keep on this momentum. So, Doug, you've got that. You've got the Battle Hawks going into D.C., A.J. McCarron for MVP. Oh, my. What's it going to be like at the Dome when 60-plus thousand packed that building on Father's Day for the UFL Championship, and I think they're going to take on Birmingham. Is that who they'll take on?
I don't have the slightest idea.
The show prep.
I know that was the first home game the Defenders have ever lost.
Yeah.
So take that, DC, bitches. These battle hawks, I don't know that anyone can stop them, frankly. I don't think they can.
Well, I mean, Birmingham's undefeated.
I bet it would be quite the show if they host the championship.
It's already quite the show as it is, and it can be a Saturday morning against Memphis. And, Doug, as you know, Memphis is struggling this year at 1-4. Yeah. But, if you have the UFL championship here, I'm telling you, well, I mean, it will be here no matter what, and I don't know what the atmosphere will be if, say, it's San Antonio against Birmingham. But what if it's the Battle Hawks against an undefeated? People be talking about Tom Brady and Randy Moss in 2007 because nobody's ever won the UFL championship undefeated.
They've never had a UFL championship as far as I know, right?
This Mercury Morris is waiting to pop the champagne.
Oh, yeah.
I bet they draw 60,000.
That's a very bold bet, but I think it's live.
Yeah, I think they could.
On third down, let's help our Rams by making some noise!
Gosh, we're supposed to cheer when something good happens with our team. Is that what you're telling us? Stop it, Kroenke!
Battle Hawk rules.
Well, they get almost 40,000 when they play anybody.
That's what I'm saying.
The idea of getting 60 for a championship game, I think that's a possibility.
I really do. I legitimately do.
Yeah.
What a message that would send. I don't know who would be paying attention to the message.
No one.
Right. We're the best fans of baseball. People around the country go, okay, gives a damn. I mean, that's kind of...
I'm not sure how much attendance really matters in the NFL anyway. I know they make a lot of money on ticket sales.
It's TV season.
But you can put 80 or 90,000 people in very small college towns all over America every Saturday. It's all about the TV market. If you don't have a big, huge TV market, it doesn't help them nationally with ad sales and, you know, where the real big revenue is. So even if we were to guarantee a sellout for every game of the year, I'm not sure they'd be interested in St. Louis again. Not when they could go to London, Mexico City, someplace like that. We just don't have the market size that they're going to be interested in.
Well, if they're not getting a team in the next 40 years.
And when you say they, you mean St. Louis.
Yeah. Why do you talk about us in third person? We're all on the same team.
They.
Okay, stop with that.
Colin and Wyckoff, what's up, Colin?
Doug, the Battle Hawks will host Houston, as you know, the Roughnecks, on Saturday. And I don't know why they keep doing this, but they timed it out for the same time as a Cardinal game in downtown St. Louis.
I don't think they really pay much attention when they put that thing together. They're not putting a lot of effort into it.
Wow.
What you think
critical of the UFL schedule makers. Candace Walton and the UFL schedule makers hit by 7:20. You didn't have that, did you?
No. Is it a day game or at night?
2 p.m. for the Battle Hawks, 1:15 for the Cardinals.
Yeah,
and what do you call them, the Pale Hose?
A Pale Hose for the White Sox, yeah. Yeah, you'd think a Battle Hawk game starting at about 6:30, 7 o'clock on Saturday night would be great.
Guys, Battle Hawks rules, B.O.B.s, get drunk AF, spill nacho cheese on your 4X caca T-shirt, wear feather rings. That's from Jackson's favorite texter, Eric, in the Central West End.
Well, a lot of people like that, get a kick out of it. I hope that it starts to draw better around the rest of the league, or there won't be a rest of the league in another few years, I wouldn't think. So you have to hope that some of these other teams have success like St. Louis is in this league.
Well, maybe next year. And then they pretty much go year to year, decide whether they got enough money to do it.
I think so, you know.
And then just change the name of it.
Well, Battle Hawk fans would be crushed if the league were to fold. Where could we go next? Do they even have a Canadian football league? They do still have a Canadian football league,
Grey Cup.
You think we could get the Canadian citizenship?
Expansion.
Join that league?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I don't either. If the Canadian League could add a franchise that draws well into a pretty big market, you'd think they'd want that.
I don't think the fans in St. Louis would be able to figure out the rules.
Now, what are you saying about our townspeople?
Aren't they different rules? Isn't the end zone like 50 yards long? And
well, not 50 yards. It's like 20, I think.
I like how Doug called us townspeople.
well,
It's well documented that all Battle Hawk fans take Highway 55 home. Is that true? That's a glove blogger, Tom Traven.
No.
That is an actual...
I have Kirkwood friends who are season ticket holders.
Do they and they take 55?
I guess they go south on 270 all the way to 55 just so they can come up through the southern artery to get to the games.
55's a mess right now.
270 was a mess this morning, too. It took me like 40 minutes to get here.
Yesterday.
What's going on? Accident?
I didn't see an accident. No, I think there's just some road work there by Ladue.
Jackson said there was a lake yesterday? Or a lake this morning?
Yeah, when I was getting off 64 westbound, getting onto 270 north, the little exit ramp and on-ramp had a huge standing water puddle.
Oh, yeah. That almost got me.
Yeah, like I went through it and like got over to the other lane just in time. I think otherwise it would have really messed up and like slowed me down or messed up my wheel. It was crazy.
It wasn't uncommon years ago when you drove through a lot of water, it would stall out your car. I guess they got that fixed.
Yeah, sometimes
that happened a lot.
Like when it's really rainy or icy or snowy, like my car will tell me, like, you better watch out. You're not getting much grip.
You better watch out. That's what it says. There's a light that says, you better watch out.
Yesterday I was coming home and I followed Jackson almost all the way and he got off. And right when you got off Jackson,
Hampton, yeah.
It's like 40 minutes. There were four cars. I've never seen this before. Four cars, four abreast, doing 50 miles an hour. And nobody could pass anywhere.
64 near Hampton is hell's waiting room.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it's by the zoo? Yeah. Oh, my God.
See, I think of it more as the McCausland. That's the issue. And you would have thought, because that was going on before they redid the I-64 in 2008, that would have been tended to, along with the Hanley Richmond Heights debacle, and somehow it's
they
gotten worse.
Want to.
They just didn't. Yeah. I think there's a 30-for-30 waiting there. I still have commissioned Buck Swope. I'll raise capital to try to get that done. I have a feeling there might be some people that don't want that project done. However, let's see. They can't play Battle Hawks games in the evening because no fans want to park their cars downtown at night. That's from Gary Pinkel's cell phone again. But they did play a game at night a few weeks ago.
I was thinking about that being a factor. Maybe it is.
But they did play. But they played a game at night when they got 40,000 people. So I mean, that I don't think that's why is Grumpy so grumpy this morning. That's from Johnny Mardukas. Iggy, I mean, I don't feel like you're grumpy.
What's that grumpy about?
I don't know. John Mardukas, why don't you call on the Collier and Thompson phone line, 636-9004-TMA. And after you're done calling in, why don't you go to stlouisacura.com or altontoyota.com or call the secret number for our listeners, 314-252-0029, and work with the great Jamie Burkhardt, Clayton Patterson, Peter Munganest, and in the service department, Ryan Seiberg. So even if you didn't get your car from Munganest, get it serviced at Munganest. And Jamie Burkhardt has an offer for our audience that is the TMA Loyal Listener Special. How about this, Doug?
Gosh, I like it.
$589, no money down, a four-year lease for a 2024 Acura MDX Premium. Are you horse plowing me out here today?
Big time luxury SUV.
I am telling you. $589 a month, no money down. StLouisAcura.com, AltonToyota.com. It's Munganest, sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour and the Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. Doug, could you tell me who our title sponsor is?
Brown and Crouppen.
Oh, Bill.
Brown and Crouppen are the title sponsors. If you have a potential personal injury lawsuit, Brown & Crouppen is right here, ready to serve you. It's a local law firm, been around since 1979, and they've grown to become one of the largest personal injury firms in the Midwest. They now have more than 250 legal professionals. Anytime you think you may have a case, you give them a call. Terry Crouppen, Andy Crouppen, Ed Herman, they are the principals. And as I said, they have more than 250 other lawyers working with them. They know the local scene. They know the other lawyers. They know the judges. They know how the courts work in St. Louis. These are the guys you would want to have on your team. If you think you may need Brown & Crouppen services, give them a call. I'll give that number right now, 314-222-2222. Or you go to brownandcrouppen.com and make sure you let them know you heard about it here on TMA. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Past results are no guarantee of future results. And every case is different and must be judged on its own accord.
I saw a lot of their employees Saturday night. They had a table at the Mega Meyer Foundation trivia night. Yeah, so I saw.
Did they win the trivia? I bet they.
I think Danny Stack might have won for the third year in a row.
Danny Stack, trivia wizard?
God, he put a table together. Him, Thomas Wiley, a bunch of other people. They know
everything. Thomas Wiley, Doug.
They know everything.
Call out names.
Okay.
They know everything.
Speaking of messes, here's another name. Gene Huckelstein discovered a mess in the blood pressure booth at the Sharkle House after Marty Horowitz's celebrity menu from Friday morning supper rush. As such, please be sure to leave all jazzy scooters and tennis ball bottom walkers in the foyer when entering the urgent care clinic near the kitchen. Mm. Best, that's from family Grundlehort.
Gosh.
Why don't you leave Sharkle House alone?
None of that is true. It isn't.
It's a very nice restaurant.
There's no blood pressure station.
There's no ball pits.
No.
There's no strollers in the walkway.
It's not an urgent care facility on site.
That's right. There's not much there. There's a car wash.
Right.
There used to be a Steak and Shake across the street.
That's right. And Doug, was the waiter there that we all liked named Lonnie? Am I right on that?
I never went there. I don't know if there's a waiter there.
His name is Lonnie.
He was Lonnie Skates. Yeah, that was
Steak and Shake in what?
That was a hangout for us during high school. Yeah, the Berry Road Steak and Shake.
Yeah, right across. Cause
that's right. I never saw a ball pit at either venue.
No. When I used to wash glasses for my dad as a kid on Saturday nights, we'd close up and we'd go across the street. And that's the first time I learned about how I got my steak burgers. My dad would just say that. He'd say, turn it over, smash it, put it on a bun, some Thousand Island dressing. And that's how I started eating my cheeseburgers. Me and my dad would go over there on Saturday nights after we got off and get some steak burgers.
That's a real life lesson. Turn the burger over, smash it, turn it over, smash it, put it on a bun.
Wow.
Yeah, he liked it medium
rare.
That's
good.
Back when you could eat meat medium rare from fast food places.
Good morning, boys. Well wishes to Plowsy on his future, but I'm excited to see what shenanigans this dais can get up to with that pale virgin on the ones and twos. That's from Uncle Cucker. Jackson, are you going to make those drops your bitch?
Let me ask the plowmaster this.
Sounds like Strauss did like a plowhawk take.
No,
I have no idea what it was about.
I think they'd be in lockstep.
Oh, what's this?
They might be in lockstep though.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Well, I mean, I don't know. I was talking about more the way that Joe would.
I'm just talking about how they feel about this team.
The overall
right now.
Opinion. I don't know where Strauss would be on this. I don't know. Strauss had kind of been waiting for a season like last year.
Yeah.
Chicken's coming home to roost.
Right. But not because he's like this ownership group. It's because he's just like this fan base is so spoiled and has no idea how the other 29 teams live, and it's going to be rad. I think he would have missed that, actually. That's what he would have missed. That's what I think it would have been. I will defend Charcoal House. It's a great place. That dude can go bag himself.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
From Jackson's favorite texter, Eric, in the Central West End.
He's saying put yourself in your own body bag?
Asphyxiation?
It could be.
It'd be kind of hard.
I saw Doug in his sexy golf outfit at Family Golf Saturday. Guys were slicing like the Dickens, distracted by that slut.
Mm.
That's from The Hunchback of Vaughn Castle. Is that an accurate report, or can you sue for slander?
Well, yeah, I went there for a lesson. With
you got working?
Todd Abolt. Yeah, he got me straightened out.
Is that right? What was he working on?
Just my general swing. I did that for half an hour, and then I had a putting lesson for another half an hour.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, it took 10 strokes off my game.
Are you kidding me?
I shot an 83 yesterday.
Holy crap.
I've been shooting close to 100.
Holy crap.
It made that much of a difference. I'm thinking the next time you think you need that new $400 driver, spend a couple hundred and get a few lessons, and that your old driver will hit better than it ever has before.
Yeah. You're killing the golf equipment business, but you could not be more accurate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you want the easy fix, or do you want to actually put in the work? That's essentially the question, of course, most people.
And by work,
former.
It's fun. And you learn to play. Just a couple little small adjustments sometimes make a major difference in the way you play. It did for me.
83? Yeah. Like you counted every stroke and shot an 83?
That with a couple penalty shots and everything.
Holy
Instead
crap.
Of three putting every green, I made a couple 10, 12 footers. I think I three putted once. Yeah, I hadn't played like that in 15, 20 years. Maybe I'll never do it again, but yesterday I played really. It was better than I played in a long time.
Well, you just have to work on it. I mean, even if you're at home, you know, in your living room, just keep doing it. It's repetition. You can't get a lesson, be good, and then not play for a month. You have to.
No, probably not. Well, I have a little putting green in my putting mat in my basement that I putt on almost every day. But until I got this lesson and started holding the club different and doing different things, it didn't really help me much.
So yesterday was the Jennings Randolph Junior Fan Page Club Championship. It is, no, hold on, 17, 18, 19. Did we have one in 2020?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah, that's Cam Jansen was out there on, I think, KG's bag.
21, 22, 23, 24. Eighth annual Jennings Randolph Junior Fan Page Club Championship. Doug, you shot an 83. Now, I don't know what the condition, but the conditions had to be the exact same that we played in because you were only two groups behind us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was rough for about two holes, and then it was fine after that. Windy.
Well, I'm talking about wind. Oh, yeah. Well, wind, rain doesn't matter.
Matter what the wind is, I'm still just trying to hit it straight.
Wow. I mean, that's incredible that you broke 85. I don't know how many people broke 85. Like, again, keeping, like, not just when somebody goes, okay, I'm going to pick up, I'll put down a three. You know, like, the way you're supposed to keep scoring something like that is your most likely score.
No, I think I picked up once from about a foot away. But that's
a different deal there. Holy crap. I shot 81. I tipped my cap. You're dangerous.
I don't know. I still hit three or four drives. Major, right at the beginning, major slice out of bounds. That's how it started. I started with like a six and a seven and a six. So here we go again. But then I kind of got it figured out and started hitting it straight.
I shot 83 on the front.
Sick.
Just on the front?
Yeah, I sucked yesterday.
I would recommend Todd Abolt.
Yeah.
Family Golf.
What is it? What's the story with this guy?
Okay, he was about my age, so I guess he's used to working with, you know, guys who aren't 25 years old and swinging from the heels as hard as they can. And I don't know. He was just really laid back and saw a few things and it made a big difference.
They have some great teachers out there.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Todd.
Well, Adam Betts is out there.
Well, Adam, of course.
Bob Gauss is out
there. Bobby Gauss is out there. That's what I was thinking of. I would say Mancuso, but he's out at Arlington Greens, I believe.
Well, I don't know about him.
No, they got some great teachers and some female teachers, too, if women want to get lessons.
And on Saturday, the place is just packed. Just little kids playing the par three and people everywhere. That's got to be a considerably better business model than to even have a course. Because don't have
because
all
you're
this
monetizing,
acreage to take
right,
care
exactly
of.
Exactly right.
And instead of just having, you know, a few dozen people come and play every day, you got hundreds coming in and out.
I get Family Golf a very good recommendation from my niece, Olivia. Her husband plays golf. Justin plays golf. And she wanted to learn to play golf so she could play in the golf league with him. And she took it seriously. She went out to Family Golf and took lessons for like 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, twice a week she's out there. She's shooting in the low 40s. And she's playing twice a week in a league with her husband.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. He lost yesterday, so that's why he hasn't consumed the show with his match already. That's from Wedding Tackle.
Oh.
Well,
wedding
it wasn't
tackle.
Brought up, so we didn't talk about it.
That's that Wedding Tackle, John Mardukas. Iggy, you're in great spirits.
Yeah.
There you go, Doug.
We had fun yesterday. It was windy as hell. I can't play in wind, but...
Oh, brother.
No, I can't. I mean, there were a couple holes.
Do?
There were a couple holes I almost blew over.
Well, you can't do anything about it, so you just stand there like a man and try to hit it straight. That's how you deal with the wind.
And for the most part, I mean, Tim was there. I missed one fairway.
And it's, I wasn't tracking your fairway stats.
Well, then the wind
stats.
Wasn't much
the
of a factor.
The fairways are as wide as Belladonna's gape. I mean, it's not necessarily an accomplishment. Well, I mean, if you can't hit the fairways at Gateway, it's probably not going to work out for you elsewhere, is what I'm saying.
Well, it doesn't. That's why I'm an 18.
My favorite hole on the property.
Okay.
No, one was terrible wind. That's why I missed the fairway, and I missed it way right. I mean, I took it off the left bunker. I thought it was in the middle of the fairway. I said, Tim, did you see? He goes, yeah, you're in the crap.
Which hole is this?
Oh, God, I forgot.
Doug, which were you watching?
No, I wasn't.
Jesus.
It was on the back.
Well, sometimes you hit a slice and you blame it on the wind. Oh, look what the wind did. Well, you sliced it.
No, this was the wind because I was just playing a cut all day. And I took this one off the left bunker, and it just kept going and going and going and going and going.
If the wind is left to right, don't play the cut.
No, I can't. I can blame the wind for some of my irons into the green because I couldn't figure out the yardage, what the wind was doing.
There's yardage right there on the cart. There's a tablet on the cart that tells you how far away.
That is true. No, and I think that, is that a new feature at Gateway this year?
It's been like 2 years.
Really? Okay. I asked the Pope. I said, well, we played last year. Do they have that thing? I didn't even think to use it. I just kept using my range finder.
Ours wasn't working, so. Ours didn't work. So when I tell you about yardage, Doug, sure, I know the yardage. Okay, you got 110. But if the wind is blowing like 20 miles an hour into your face, is it one club? Is it two clubs?
Well, figure out what it is.
Right. That's
well, I
true.
Said I was having trouble figuring out. And I want to thank my caddy, 830 Recreator, did a great job. Unfortunately, the app on his phone wasn't too accurate.
Now, hold on a second. So we're blaming his phone?
I'm not blaming him.
Well, how about your app?
Well, I use my Bushnells, but... so it's just
so you were shooting it, but then he gave you a different yardage?
No, I just let him do the yardage.
Oh.
Until I finally... Who is the guy in the red who was following us, too?
Who was the guy
who
in the
red? Who was this guy in the red? Why is he
Alan
following?
Alan Dadeville?
Yep.
Alan Dadeville. I was in the group, and I didn't know when Jackson and KJ had done it. Yes, Alan Dadeville.
Alan Dadeville. Then he started giving me yardage, which is... his was better.
Oh, now, hold on a second. Sake. What does that mean? Alan Dadeville had different yardage than you did?
No, he had a watch on, which was very accurate as far as yardage.
But then that means your yardage was inaccurate.
My Bushnells were so bad.
Your rangefinder?
Yeah, my rangefinder's from like 1995.
The Loomster says, I did not see him blaming the caddy for this one. That's from the Loomster.
No, I'm not blaming the caddy.
Is that?
You're blaming the Bushnell company.
I'm just blaming the app. Just like on your weather app, it's always wrong.
How about your own game? You ever fault that at all?
No, and my Bushnells were not accurate.
I mean, players like you and I
think they need a battery.
We're not good enough. If the app says you're 157 yards out, we're not good enough to hit it 157. We might hit it 140, 165, or anywhere in between. If you just get close... That's about all you can expect.
Maybe you're not good enough. I know how far my clubs go.
How are you an 18 or 20 handicap?
Well, my short game sucks. I probably lost 12 strokes yesterday on short game.
12 strokes?
Well, you figure I had, what, 5 3-putt greens?
So how many 3-putts did you have? You have it in front of you?
I don't have it in front of me.
I chunked 2 wedges on the short par 3. I put
the guy in the red shirt from
the drink.
Alan Dadeville.
Oh, that's right.
But, I mean, if I know I can hit a 7-iron 150... And it's 150. I'm going to hit a 7-iron.
Yeah, but if you have the wind into you, you got to subtract a significant amount.
I know, but how much am I doing? Is that a 2-club? Is it a 1-club? It can't.
Well, that's you. You got
to. I know. That's what I said. I wasn't good at judging the wind.
And there it is. Iggy's opponent is speaking, blaming his caddy. LOL. Doug, that's from Mr. Licks, who vanquished Iggy yesterday. 2-1. That means he won on the 17th hole.
Oh, yeah. Close.
No, I'm not blaming the 830 Recreator. It's this app. It'd be different if he was shooting it and told me. He's just looking at an app. Some apps are better than others.
Even
it's
without
not his
that,
fault.
Can't you just kind of look at it and say,
yeah, I did. But then again, the wind. I said, well, it looks like about 60, but is this playing at 80? Is it playing 90? There was one hole, though. There was one hole, though, that he said.
Oh, he is taking a hit.
No, not him. He just looked at the app.
The app.
And he said 40. So I hit 40, and it was.
Well, it was a 40-yard shot, and you win. What was it, 180?
It was more like 80.
And you couldn't tell just by looking at it?
No.
Twice as much?
You couldn't tell.
I'm blind. The pin was in the back. I thought he was going to the pin. It wasn't 830 Recreator's fault. He did a great job.
Whose fault is this? Alan Dadeville?
No, his was pretty much spot on the back nine.
Whose fault was it?
That's when
Who was the one that told you?
That's when I made my move on the back nine when the yardage just started getting better.
Made my move.
Gosh.
Well, there was one hole. I wasn't as locked in as I would have liked to have been on the match. But there was one hole. Well, you had a couple club tosses, so that was a surprise.
What a toss.
Your club.
I didn't throw them. I just tossed them at the caddy.
Oh, gosh. You threw your club at the caddy?
I always do that on the green, though. If I make a good shot, I just toss my club
have
off to the side.
Respect.
Bubba Watson over here.
No, it wasn't.
Ted Scott.
I can hit a perfect shot if I got a wedge and I got my putter with me. If I had a good shot, I toss the wedge over.
Let him pick it up off the ground.
No, I toss it off to the side until I get done and I pick it up.
Off to the side being on the ground.
Yeah, so it's not mad when I'm tossing clubs. I always toss them toward the green. Anyway, sorry, Tim.
Gosh.
No, I was just... But there is, Doug, I don't know if you were watching it on your phone.
I wasn't.
The par 5 on the back is at 13-13. You know, Pope and I were done, and like Licks just grabbed his ball and walked away.
Oh, yeah.
And Iggy didn't concede the putt. Mm. And I still don't know what happened on that hole.
I mean, he had about a 7-foot putt. I'm not going to give him a 7-foot putt.
So he just picked it up?
I think that's what
so
I'm.
I two-putted.
And there was I sensed potential tension throughout the match. I don't think I wasn't there for the Daddy Padre thing. Carlos Spice, who can attest to that, but he says you didn't talk. I don't know. You guys were interacting.
Well, he was walking the whole time. He wouldn't sit in the cart. He wanted to walk.
And he had a caddy. You know Mr. 10,000, don't you?
Sure. Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, he walked. I said, you want a drink? No, we're walking. So when can I talk to him? And I said, told him good shots when he had good shots. I gave him fist bumps when he made putts. I thought he was a nice guy. So you want to start?
You're pro Mr. Licks.
Yeah, you want to start your act again, go ahead.
But, no.
But, no, I thought he was a very nice guy. We had a good time together. I even unblocked him. And
You unblocked him after that?
I didn't even know who he was.
And how'd you have him blocked?
I don't know. Yesterday was the first time I knew his name, and I said, we're friends on Facebook. He goes, no, you got me blocked. Oh. I said, you must have done something, but it wasn't because of Mr. Licks, because I don't know who you were until today when I saw your name.
This bro is volunteering to caddy for you, and you are throwing your clubs on the ground instead of handing the club to him. That's from Steven Time.
No, I wasn't throwing the club at him.
But you threw it on the ground.
Yeah, I always do. Well, I'm not saying throw it. I have a wedge. I've got a wedge and a putter in my hand. I hit the wedge. I walk up to the green. I toss the wedge off to the side.
Maybe you should hand the wedge to the caddy.
He wasn't anywhere near the club.
Where was he?
I wasn't throwing it at him. I threw it off to the side.
Did he ever get hurt by these thrown clubs?
God almighty. And I'm not blaming him at all. He did a great job. Always had grab clubs when I needed it. Put them away in the bag. Mm-hmm. Clean up the ball.
Did you ever shine your shoes?
No, that's what a caddy's supposed to do.
Shine shoes?
No, but I'm not blaming him for the yardage. It wasn't him. It'd be different if he was shooting it himself and told me, but he's just looking at an app. Apps can be wrong sometimes.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight.
It's the size of the dog in the fight.
Fight.
Yeah. But going back to Tim's, and this is one, it wasn't an argument, but...
Doug, this is number 13, par 5. Okay. Pull that up so you can see Licks grab the ball.
And I two-putted. If I two-putt, he has to make the putt. So I two-putt, and I look at Licks, and he's off to the side.
He
picked up his mark. And I walked over and said, Licks, what'd you do? He goes, I don't know. I was looking for Tim for advice. I go, advice for what? He said, I was looking for Tim for advice. I go, you can't ask Tim for advice. You can only pick up your mark when I say it's good. He goes, well, I don't know. I was going to ask Tim, you know, what the procedure is, what I should. Again, Tim has nothing to do with our match.
But he's the only one who understands match play.
Doug's right about that.
I told him that, too. I said, now you know why I say Tim's the only one who understands match play. I said, I am the only one that can tell you it's good to pick it up. You can't ask Tim, should I putt it out or is it good? I mean, Tim can't answer that for you. You're playing me.
Yeah.
So I said, you can go back and mark, go back. And it was about 7 feet. He goes, nah, that's all right. Just you win the hole. I gave him the option.
Good Lord. We get it. It wasn't your caddy's fault, but it was your caddy's fault. That's from Larry Thornton.
No, it wasn't. What am I saying it's his fault? I said it's in the app.
Well, he set his shoe on fire.
Yeah, once I figured out the apps were wrong.
Let's say you had an 80-yard shot, but the app told you you were 40. At that moment, don't you go, okay, something's off. Maybe we're in meters or something.
No, the pin was in the back, so I figured it was to the hole.
40-yard green.
Yeah, kind of like the 18th at Normandy with my 40-yard chips. it wasn't his fault at all. Just...
Todd Reising played the Plowhawk, and I believe the Plowhawk won.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Todd Reising is on the Callier and Thompson phone lines. You can call in as well, 636-9004-TMA. Doug, you remember him from Armageddon and Arrowhead. Good morning, Todd.
So Doug, Tom, and Doug Plowsy and Tim won, correct?
I yield the floor to Chairman Kurt. He has all the information.
That is correct. Four members of the show were victorious.
Oh, you won as well, Chairman Kurt.
I did.
So that means I bet a guy $50 it's Stephen Wild that it wins. Stephen Wildwood, what did you win by?
4-2.
Jesus.
Oh, I thought about throwing it so you'd win your bet. But,
thank you.
Yeah.
That would have been the right thing to do. Todd Reising.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, Todd.
Morning, Todd.
hey, Doug. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it was fun yesterday.
I can't say enough good things about Darren. He said he was going to try and listen this morning on his way to work. I hope he's listening. He was an incredible competitor. He's just the greatest guy. I loved playing with him. I was absolutely horrible, and he made me, you know, feel a little bit better about what I was doing, even though he was drastically better than me.
Well, you got it going there at the end. You started hitting it better there at the end.
At the end there. I hit a couple putts, but and you, Doug, you were even trying to give me a couple lessons midway through, and I appreciate that too. But
no, you're giving lessons? You're that good now that you're giving lessons out there? You're like the Cletus of the straights.
I was just after making a couple putts, I said, here's what the pro Cletus told me yesterday. You guys want to try this. That's all I did.
Yeah, and I was standing a little bit too close to the ball when I was driving, so they weren't going where I wanted to go. Doug gave me advice on that. Doug's a great guy, and so is Darren. And the guy you were playing with, Doug, he was awesome too.
Yeah, Hallie's Comet.
Yeah, Jim Hallie. Yeah, he was a great guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a bomber?
I mostly wanted to say, you know, how much I enjoyed it. KG, you did an incredible job. I know it's a lot of work. I wanted to say that too.
Thank you, Todd.
I just wanted to, and Ken, I'm not coming at you, but I wanted to give a funny little Iggy story that I experienced when I was there. You know, I always thought that it was mostly a character that you were playing. But so underneath my cart, I looked at the cart before we even teed off, and there was this putter cover that said, like, F3 putts.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know whose it was. So one of the cart boys came by, and I was like, oh, hey, I found this. I don't know whose it is. It's super windy, so it's probably blowing all over the place. And so he started taking it. You came over, and I was like, I said, hey, was that yours? And you're like, oh, yeah, that was mine. And I said, okay, well, that cart boy over there took it. He was walking back up to the clubhouse to turn it in. And you yelled. You were like, hey. And then you just put your finger up in the air and did the finger wag to come back to me. And he looked at you like, who is this guy? And then kept walking in. And then eventually we got it back to you. But I just thought it was funny that you addressed him just saying, hey, and then just wagged your finger at him to come back to you. I was like, you know, that is the most Ken, you know, character thing that I've ever seen.
I didn't know his name. So I was just going to, instead of taking it inside, I'm right here. This is mine. And I guess he didn't know what I was doing. So thank you for doing that. I got it back. No, the wind was so bad. I put it on the cart floor, on the floor of the cart, and it still blew off. So thanks for doing that.
But apparently most people know that that is your putter cover. But
no, but he had it, so I was just trying to say, hey, instead of going inside, just you can bring it back out here.
Sure.
Yeah, I know. It just, the way that you addressed him, I thought was very on brand.
Condescending? But, was he condescending to the gentleman?
Yeah.
Like bring it here, how dare you?
What was the outcome of? I know Plowhawk won, but what was the score, or what hole did you lose on Todd Racing?
I mean, so it went to the end, but I, you know, he was being pretty generous with me. I had some that were on the borderline of being out of bounds, and you know, I think that he was, you know, being as that he wanted the match to be competitive. I could just tell, and I was not. He was hitting them great too. Like the one thing about Darren, when he's playing, he can drive him straight. You know, he might get into a little trouble, like on the putting green and everything. But I mean, he's a good golfer. He's gotten a lot better than what you guys have described him as. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, Lousy played well.
Is that right?
And he hits it immediately. As soon as he steps up to the ball, he hits it.
Oh,
there's no practice.
Yeah, no practice swing. Yeah, he's there.
He plays speed golf. Yeah. Well, it was a fun day. I'm glad you could go out there and play with us.
Yeah, I'm glad I got to experience it. And once again, KG, you did great. I'm sure it was just a
Doug, total
nightmare
Kurt.
To set all that up.
I appreciate it, Todd. Thank you.
Yeah. But, all right, guys. Well, that's all I had to say.
Thank you, Todd Racing. Right, Doug, there is Todd Racing from the end zone at Arrowhead Stadium. What hole did you win on against Hallie's Comet, who apparently is a bomber?
It was like 4-3 or something. I think
4-3?
It was 15 or 16.
You won in 15?
14 or 15, something like that.
God, you shot 83. You would have skull-pounded me. Shooting 83, you would have gotten 12 pops for me, I think. I'd be doomed. Doomed or even worse.
I'd feel horrible.
Doug's got a heck of a matchup in round two.
Who's Doug taking on in the second round? Is the bracket updated? I wouldn't expect it, by the way. This isn't
it is.
Oh, it is. Holy crap.
Oh, my goodness, this guy. What a job he's
done.
Wow.
Dogtown tie.
The defending champion. You can take down a defending champion.
I won't.
You guys playing today?
No.
You'll be getting some pops, Doug.
I don't know how many people will be playing today. Those courses are going to be pretty wet.
Yeah, I will say this, that you could have had carts off path yesterday.
Uh-oh, and now Gateway's about to take it, the super.
They weren't wet.
Teeing it out, home slice, with the dice. What?
Some of the fairways were very wet.
I mean, no, they weren't.
Some of them were. I saw standing water on a couple holes.
I didn't see any.
Well, I did.
All right, I didn't see any. That's just my opinion. It's just
you didn't see any that day at Normandy either when you tracked up the course.
I just didn't see a lot of water, and when I was walking, I didn't have any standing water and have to.
No, walking there wasn't. There was a little on there.
I don't think your mic's on, Sweet Prince.
My bad. I was eating a little snick snack.
Oh, what is it about that chair?
A little tiny, little cute little protein bar. There was a couple times where I was walking where water would come up.
Really? Yeah. I didn't see any water walking.
Did the carts on path negatively impacted you?
I don't think so.
Just that app and the 830 record.
I just got tired of walking when I was way across the fairway. I was like, oh, God.
But last Friday you said you had the shot sculpting ability to hit your ball close to the path.
No, I was being facetious.
Oh.
I mean, 18 handicap doesn't have that ability.
No.
Yeah, there were some. And then you got the caddies got to get the yardage. Bring me a 5, 6, a 7, and an 8. I don't know.
For all the work and the money that goes into making these golf courses look nice, it's not that big of an inconvenience to stay on the path when it's wet, chew up the course, and then it stays chewed up for weeks probably after that.
I get that. As much play as they get, too. I mean, it's this weekend, so you know they're going to have a ton of play.
Yeah.
So I get it. I just didn't think it was that wet.
Now, I faced some adversity in the back nine when I stopped for a chicken salad sandwich and got some of it on my right hand. I had to switch to two gloves, fellas.
Oh, you went two gloves?
Yeah, I had to after I had chicken salad on my right hand.
Did you have a towel?
Yeah, I didn't have a towel, no. I should have.
Not even on your bag?
No. I got a new bag, so I didn't put a towel on there.
I didn't wash off your gloves?
Mistake. I don't. When you hit them as crisp as I do, there's not a whole lot to wash off.
Any birdies, bro?
One birdie.
What hold you birdie, bro?
I don't remember which... the number was
probably we're on in two on three.
I don't remember which it was. Back nine,
it was a driver three wood for me.
I think you birdied 10.
I don't know which hole it was. When I'm done playing, I can't hardly tell you what any of the holes were. Maybe one and 18 I remember. Beyond that, probably not much.
I'm
I
with
can't
you.
Tell you this was the fifth hole, this was the eighth hole, this was 12. I don't remember.
I know I chipped in once yesterday. I had no clue what hole that was. I forgot.
That was on six.
I heard some commotion.
Oh, that you hear the gallery?
I did. There was a real
Doug, were you upset that there were people there who weren't playing that were just there to watch?
Confused by it, upset would not be the word. How many people were there in the gallery?
The group in front of us, Tim and Nikki's group, they were moving like a nomadic tribe.
Really?
Hole to hole.
Like 10 or 12 of them?
They seemed to be multiplying as the holes went on.
Really?
I thought there'd be more. I think the weather kept a lot of them away.
Yeah, I think probably for families, they didn't want to take their kids out in the conditions.
Yeah.
I didn't see anybody.
What was the hole I stuck it to a couple feet on? Thanks, that's from Mr. Licks.
Doug,
what was
12? The
12.
Oh, he did. He nearly had a hole in one. Licks nearly had a hole in one.
Yeah, and then he stuck it about, 10 feet on 17.
He did. Like the match,
yeah.
Doug, the match was all square between Licks and Iggy on the 16T. Oh, my God. You couldn't. I mean, I'm surprised you didn't drive up to watch.
I almost stopped playing. I almost stopped my own match.
And what did I do, Tim?
I have to see this.
With the pressure on?
I know you lost the hole. I don't remember what happened.
I piped it down the middle, and he hit his left, hit it in the junk, and bounced straight right into the fairway.
Somehow he won the hole?
Yeah.
What'd you do with the second shot?
I put it on the front of the green, had about an 80-foot putt.
And then?
Hit a good putt.
So far, three great shots by you under pressure.
Well,
and
another
still lost a hole.
Another two rolls of my ball, and I'm down by the hole.
But,
it stopped right on top of the hill.
So it wasn't a great
How
putt.
It didn't go down the hill is beyond me.
So after the first putt, Iggy probably had about 30 feet left.
That does sound like a great putt.
Bad read
when
by
you can
caddy.
Leave it within 30 feet.
830 recreator is going to call in to explain his read.
Well, if you know the hole, Doug.
Sure.
There's a hill right there. You have to get down the hill.
Well, then get it down the hill.
And it was about a 50-foot putt just to get to the hill.
Yeah.
So I hit it 50 and a half.
So it wasn't a great putt
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, it was two oscillations of the ball, and it's down the hill, and it's right
in
by
fact,
the hole.
Not only was it not a great putt, it was a horrible putt. You left it 30 feet short.
No, and then he had,
well,
and then,
action speak louder and then work down.
He had a great two putt. I mean, he had a putt that had to go down the hill too, and he had a great two putt.
So you played the hole great, but it, and still somehow well, lost.
If his ball doesn't come out of the junk, he loses the hole.
Yeah,
he's gonna have to chunk out at into the fairway, and then he's got to go over water. Uh-huh. So, but he got a good break.
Yeah,
and then 17, I put it in the front of the green, and he stuck
another
it to about 10
shot.
Feet. It was not a bad shot. And again, my short game. I had just an easy up and down of about, I don't know, 40 feet. And
so he hit a great chip.
No, I left it about 15 feet short.
Oh.
And then he two-putted for the win. I left mine right on the edge for the putts.
Mr. Licks.
Why don't you call in, Licks? We can describe all this that's going on. I'm not lying about any of this.
It sounds like you were cheated somehow.
No.
First by the caddy, then by his app.
No, I think he would tell you he didn't play well and I didn't play well.
You had a terrible putt on that hole. You left it on top of the hill. So, Mr. Licks.
Yes.
You said it was a good putt.
If it has any speed going over the hill, it's going in the water.
That's what, well, I don't know.
I had to get it. You had to get it right to the hill and die it on the hill and let it get down the hill. That's the best you could do. And I was one roll from it going down the hill.
Well,
so it was a good putt to hit it exactly 50 feet and get it to the top of the hill and not go down.
He did it! He filled in every square on Iggy Golf Excuse Bingo before 8 a.m. Hunchback of On Gas. Jeff says, Jackson is crushing it with the drops. That is from Jeff. Little Tommy Tribbins, can you literally ever just admit that your cheeks at golf? You're an 18 handicap. That's some Little Tommy Tribbins.
I just said I played like crap.
So what did you shoot for 18?
I don't know.
You don't know? What do you mean you don't know?
I don't add it up. You can't use it for your handicap.
But you still, aren't you curious what you shot? You didn't write it down on the scoreboard?
No.
You didn't write your
score? It's match play. What do I care? Stroke play don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
It doesn't, but aren't you still interested in what you shoot?
I really don't care.
Really?
No, I don't. If I'm playing a round I do for handicap purposes, I got to put the score in, but you can't.
Well, what do you think you shot?
Probably 92, probably 93, maybe. Really?
What happened?
I've got a landing strip.
When an immovable ego meets an unstoppable inflated confidence, an app gets blamed for poor play. Thanks. That's from Timmy. I piped it. Had it not oscillated 45 feet short of the hole, it would have been a dime. Yada, yada, yada. You guys want to hear about my niece and brother-in-law playing golf 4 months ago?
Well, I was promoting one of our sponsors, if that's okay. Well, go out to 16. Put a ball in the front of the green, and you see the putt you have.
Okay.
And see how hard it is.
Well, then don't leave it there. Don't hit.
Oh, if I want to get
it. I will say that Alan Dadeville and the Pope can vouch for it. Before you hit the putt, I said, $10 that he doesn't get it to the hill to roll it down. Because I know that one of your shortcomings is leaving putts short. And I think Alan Dadeville was about to pull the trigger, but he did not, so I didn't get the bet in. It's just it is a tough putt, but in that spot you gotta get the ball to the hole.
Sure you do.
It can't go in the hole without getting it to the hole. Right. Think about that.
And even if it goes past the hole, at least the comebacking putt would be up.
Well, Doug, if it goes down the hill, it goes in the fringe, and a good chance it rolls in the water. That's how steep that hill is.
If you hit it with all your might, maybe have a little touch.
Now Licks had a downhill putt as well.
Yeah, he had a good putt. But if he has a bad putt, his putt's almost going in the water too.
He didn't.
What's our scale?
Well, he was also 50 yards or 50 feet shorter. He only had a 30-foot putt.
Well, if he rolled in a 30-foot putt, that's pretty good.
He
putt.
Didn't roll it in.
Guys, on what hole did patrons start insisting they can dance with their daughters? Was that on 15? Doug, that's from our Milagro Tequila Texture of the Year 2023 Arbor Day.
It would insist on it.
I hope Iggy starts bragging about the great velocity he was getting on his drives. That's from the Hunchback of On Castle. Okay, so Iggy played horribly. It was too windy. The rangefinder was off. The app was off. Your tablet didn't work. It wasn't your caddy's fault. Carts on path. Licks made you walk. It was your caddy's fault. Did I get all the excuses? I'm keeping track. Wait, just added. Licks got lucky and Iggy played amazingly. Thanks. That's from Johnny Johnson.
No, he got lucky on 16.
Fortune favors the wealthy.
But he didn't get a lot. He didn't get a lot of breaks. I mean, you know, I gave him some holes. He won some holes.
If you played him 10 times, how many times would you whoop him?
I think we go 5-5. I mean, we're basically straight up. I mean, he beat me 2-1, and he won three holes getting a pop. So without the pops, I beat him.
So. It's a handicap.
Well, he did. He won three holes with a pop. Yeah. He lost a hole with a pop, too. So he basically picked up two holes with the pops, and I lost 2-1, so you do the math.
Lick says, I'm actually kind of surprised that he lost after hitting literally every fairway.
I did hit every fairway except for one.
Well, it's clear you were cheated.
Yeah, I drove the ball well.
Yeah.
I drove the ball better than he did.
Well, if it hadn't been for that app malfunction.
I don't want people to think I'm blaming the 830 Recreator because it's not his fault. It's not like he was...
His app was old.
It's not like he had the range finders and then he was telling me yardage. He's just going by what the app said. It's not his fault.
Next time, just look at the hole. See where you are.
Yeah, just
maybe there's a 150 stake.
Yeah, the 150 stake. They're right. They're so accurate.
Well, I am confused. Yeah. 150, I get that. Because the pin could be at different locations, but I don't understand how you can think a shot was 40, but it was actually 80.
Well, I was exaggerating. It was probably, he said it was 110. It was more like 80. I don't know, something like that.
Oh, look at that. Look at this. Look at that.
King Fupa says we need an Iggy Golf YouTube channel. I absolutely love this golf stuff. We need videos of Iggy playing against all of his haters. That's from King Fupa.
I don't think we have any video. There was no video shot yesterday, I don't think. Unless, I think KG might have been shooting the video when Licks tried to hand me that poster.
Yeah, I have the video, but you can't hear it because of the gale force winds.
Ah, the hawk.
I feel bad. First of all, I don't know who these two girls were, these basketball players for a St. Louis team I've never heard of.
The Quest.
Yeah, I never heard of them.
Wasn't it volleyball?
Yep.
Oh, I thought it was basketball. And he said, for Gobble was, that's fine. It's nobody knows who these people are, but the gesture's fine. But then he put it in the back of the cart, and they had a leak in their bag of beer, and it got all ruined.
Oh, no.
Thank you to Steve and Juan Cardinal Way. He gave me a nice bag of Cardinal giveaways for Gobble Bowl, so thank you, buddy. It was nice of you.
Shortly before I left yesterday, I saw online Cletus posted, Poplar Street Bridge is closed. Fellas, don't take that. So I said, oh, Lord. So I got there and drove right past the Poplar Street Bridge. All kinds of cars were going up there, but I'm going to be smarter than them. Try to hit the stand span.
Sure.
And so I get off there in downtown St. Louis by the Arch, go up Broadway, thinking I can hit the stand span that way. And I missed the turn, or you can't. So now I'm driving around in North St. Louis. Part looks like post-war Germany, bombed out buildings. Say, where the hell is the stand span?
And Poplar was wide open.
It must have been.
Closed.
Yeah.
It was open.
Yeah, it was 100% open.
I
recall going over it and going, oh, yeah, I thought that somebody texted in saying that it was closed.
Said, don't go that way. I came back that way, but on the way there, I took a tour of beautiful North St. Louis.
How's it look?
Not that great. Not that great.
Hey, we're better than Chicago.
No, we're not.
Any houses available?
Plenty of them. Plenty of houses available.
Oh, Mr. 10,000 is sending in pictures of Iggy and Mr. Licks, the handshake. Wow. Look at that, Doug. Look at that.
Where was he at?
Two great competitors. Mr. 10,000, that was Licks' caddy.
Oh, okay.
Very, very dramatic.
I was the only one without a caddy, now that I think about it, in that pairing. That was a glorious afternoon, Doug. Mm-hmm. Jennings would have been proud. Yeah. As the players competed. Yeah. You shooting an 83 in that I'm telling you, I had not seen wind like that on a golf course. I mean, that was insanity.
Yeah, it was brutal.
I don't alter much of what I do. I still, if the wind's to my back, I try to hit it a little higher. Maybe I'll get a break. And if the wind's to my face, I just, I better really hit this one well because there's a lot of wind. Just club up.
No, I understand. I understand that, but it just makes it. I'm not saying like you're. You know, I'm just saying that it usually leads to higher scores. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that anybody would have a mental breakdown over it. I'm just saying that. That is a great. That would have been a great score in good conditions from my standpoint. Yes, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Because I was standing there with the Pope, who's a good golfer, and I said, God, I wonder, I don't know who's all in this tournament, and I don't know who's good and who's, you know, not. But I said, I wouldn't think there'll be a lot of people who shoot lower than 85. This is before we went out there. So for you to shoot lower than an 85.
Yeah, it was a big upset.
That's outstanding.
And then it just went
this
away.
This guy himself. Family Golf. Again. What's his name again?
Todd Abolt.
How about that?
And then on 17, the wind just disappeared.
By the time we were
17
done,
and 18, no
right. 17 really and 18 was, yeah, it was gone.
Yeah.
That was, and the rain, it rained for like 30 seconds.
The chicken salad was good. Got to use a right-handed glove, though, after that, because it was all over me.
Let's see what we got. Hey, James Carlton's a wonderful sponsor of the program. He's online at carltoninsurance.net. Great customer service. Has your insurance gone up in the last year? Give James a chance to save you money. carltoninsurance.net. Have kids under 25 on your insurance policy. This is where James saves people the most money. He has 367 five-star reviews on Google. Now, did you say Steve Poljak?
Yes, I do.
Okay, he wrote, I have used James Carlton's agency for the past year. Mike Ross, James, and everyone I've interacted with have been helpful and customer-focused. They did not try to sell me on products I didn't need or want. I haven't had to file a claim, but all reviews tell me that the experience will be good. Best of all, my rates were significantly reduced when switching and have remained virtually the same at renewal. That's from Steve Poljak, one of the very happy. James Carlton, Carlton State Farm Insurance. Customers online at carltoninsurance.net. I am a client and could not be happier. Jackson, you are a client at St. Louis Hair Restoration along with Doug, the mayor of Tuft Town.
Mayor of Tuft Town.
Every time I
Governor
see Doug,
Miss Harry.
And now that I'm in here in the studio, like I am, that hair is crazy, from especially where it was a year ago. And that's thanks to our friends at St. Louis Hair Restoration, where if you go in there today, you can get a free hair consultation. They'll tell you what the best treatment plan for your hair going is. For me, I have kind of like this weird, like, they're popular in the mid-20s, especially people with lighter colored hair, to have this kind of hair loss. So finasteride works really well for me, which is just a pill you take every morning. And then a little laser cap that I wear for 6 minutes a night, and that's really helped me out. And if you get a hair treatment plan with St. Louis Hair Restoration, mention TMA, and you get $250 off. A hair treatment could be like mine, pretty, you know, low impact, or you could have something like Doug, impact, low intensity. It's real simple. With Doug, a little bit more complex, but an FUE procedure, and you can see the difference it's made on his scalp.
Oh, yeah, big time. Now when people, I see people I haven't seen for a while, instead of looking me in the eyes, they're looking up at my hairline.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's staring at my hair, and they just want to touch it. They'd like to be around it. Mm. They'd like to buy real estate close to it.
Guys, Bill.
Yeah, thinking that it could be contagious. But it's not contagious. You have to go in there for the procedure. The procedure is the FUE procedure, and that's where I went in the early in the morning, about 7:30, 8 o'clock. They shave the side and back of your head, and then they remove some of the hair follicles from that area where you're not susceptible to male pattern baldness, and then they shave the area where you're going to have it transplanted to. And then the technicians remove the hair, and then Dr. Polinga comes in and surgically places it exactly where you're going to need it in the new area. The whole thing took about 4 hours, but you just sit there and relax and watch TV. You could read if you wanted to, and there was no pain involved whatsoever. And then you just sit back and you wait. And about 4 or 5 months later, you start to see some growth. And then 8 or 9 months later, you've got a full head of hair where you didn't before, like I do right now, Mayor of Tuft Town. It sure works. St. Louis Hair Restoration. This is something that has bothered you if you always thought, gee, I sure would like to have my old hair back. They can do it. They can do it for you at St. Louis Hair Restoration. Any kind of hair problems you have, they've got a solution for it. The website, stlouishairrestoration.com.
Text in, 314-881-TMA5. Jeff Lottman is the sponsor of the text inbox. Jeff Lottman at JeffLottmann.com. Callion Thompson, the sponsor of our phone lines, and Design Air, the sponsor of our email of the day. We're heading down the stretch here. Two more shows in the month of April, and we have a three-way tie. Tilly and Gus Grundlehort, Shooter McGavin, JV Golf Coach, all tied. Buck Swope, The Coalition, and Cucky the Dwarf, just one email win back. And Lefty Jaxmere, Bobby Sue, and Kevin Miller can all tie and force a playoff. This is going to be fun down a stretch. It's fun to watch people compete like
this. Good times. Good times.
Send your emails in. Design Air is the sponsor of the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. I think, Doug, it's all over after this system moves out. Settle in, brother. Right as April ends, here comes glorious weather. Temperatures forecast nothing but highs in the 70s or 80s and lows no lower then 53 on Saturday, but that's 76 high and sunny on Saturday. I think we're about to settle in, Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Settle in. Design Air Heating and Cooling, once it comes, they're going to take care of you. So make sure your air conditioning is firing on all cylinders for the warm weather. Go to designairservice.com, the official HVAC provider of TMA and the Tim McKernan Show podcast. Send your emails in for the Tim McKernan Show podcast, QFTA. Anything is welcomed. TMCKERNAN at InsideSTL.com. Doug's a client. I'm a client. Iggy's a client. Why don't you become a client as well and work with Seth Goldkamp? Fourth generation, no upselling. That's a tradition that's been going on for decades at Design Air Heating and Cooling. DesignAirService.com is where you go. That's DesignAirService.com. Official HVAC provider of TMA and the Tim McKernan Show podcast. All right, we will close out our Munganess St. Louis Acura, Munganess Burkhardt Alton Toyota, 7 o'clock hour. Send your emails in. Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. The morning after comes your way at 9:45. Jackson and I will head down the hallway. We're going to be fine. Everything's fine. They're going to be happy because the Battle Hawks won?
Sure. Yeah, I'll be elated with that.
Is that the lead on Balloon Party today?
No. Hell no.
Oh my God!
Hell no, to football.
Oh my God!
Well, what is
Redbirds?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I assume the Battlehawks are
second, probably.
That's a breakdown of Fan Page Club Championship down there.
No, don't do that. Probably NBA playoffs.
Oh yeah, what about Joel Embiid not being happy with Sixers fans, Doug?
Yeah, he's generally not very happy in general, isn't he? And who was the team that blew a 31-point lead yesterday and still came back and won?
Clippers.
Yeah.
Clip Show Mavs.
They were by 31 and lost it.
Yeah. Adelson family. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more of TMA presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.